Last January in Adelaide, a group of pensioners protested against fossil fuel company Santos and the South Australian government for not acting on climate change. The 10 female protesters have written letters and signed petitions to create change, but after no results from both sides, they decided to protest by showing their breasts and bums. Three of the protesters, Mac Merrillis, Jane Jennifer, and Bayer Molanes, were arrested for indecent exposure, and The Wire's Nikki Page started asking them to describe what brought so much attention from their protest.
Well, the Tour Down Under happens in Adelaide every January, and it's sponsored by Santos, which is a big gas and oil company. And we were thinking what we can do, and this particular group of us in the southern part of Adelaide, down near Wollonga, we're all, in fact, ageing women. And so we thought, what do we have? And, of course, what ageing women have is the ability to be shocking. So we decided that we would do something that involved our ageing bodies.
This was all part of an Extinction Rebellion and other groups protesting against the Santos sponsorship of the bike race. What did you do?
10 of us lined up as the race was about to go past us, and we all wore long white dresses. And at a certain prompt, we sang a great song called Don't Be Too Polite from the 1970s, a great activist song. And then as the riders appeared, we dropped a flap at the front of our dresses, revealing letters, and the letters read, Santos sucks. And the surprising aspect was that underneath we didn't have anything, so we revealed our sagging, ageing breasts, 20 of them in a row. So it was quite a dramatic sight. And then once the riders had gone past, we then turned around and dropping our back flaps, the letters then read, Dump Santos. Once again, we had nothing underneath, so there were 20 bum cheeks in a row with this strong message to Santos and to the world.
And at that point, the police moved in and made some arrests, and there is an ongoing court case. Bayo, how was that experience?
It gave me the satisfaction that I had 10 people to think in the same way, and that we could present something that might make a big impression, as we've tried for so many years. And I felt very strong and not at all doing something wrong. So I felt really good with it.
So all three of you were very highly motivated. It's not everyday stuff for you, for any of you, to go out and be shocking. Talk a bit more about that motivation to get over the hump, thing that, you know, must have been on some level scary.
I think our best placard read, we tried polite, and that's because we have tried polite, all of us. In our Wollonga group, more than 10 of us, we have something like 1,000 years life experience, and many of us have spent quite a lot of those years signing petitions, writing letters, you know, being on deputations, doing whatever we can, all the polite things that we can to get all the political parties and the big companies that influence those political parties and donate money to them to pull them into line and get them to stop gas and oil. And we have not yet succeeded. We have ALP governments federally and in our state, and neither of them is stopping the mining. So that's, I think, what fuels our passion.
And the reason that I felt I could do it is because there is such a good group of us. This group, we call ourselves WAG, Wollonga Affinity Group, part of Extinction Rebellion South Australia, are a great group who have met for quite a few years now, and we have built up lots of trust and also lots of creativity amongst us. So when this idea came up, initially I was a bit like, oh, really? And then because I trust the women that I was with, and because there was the 10 of us and another at least 10 who were supporting us, I felt that I could go out and do that. And as Bayer said, on the actual day, it just felt really good to be standing there strongly with 10 women in a row and to stand there proudly and to do it.
How about you, Bayer?
I was about 15. I come from the Netherlands, as you hear my accent. We were all taught in school and at home and by example that the world was not going to survive if the way that we lived were not changed. I took that on very much a bit later in my life. And my picture is children, and I just feel like we had to do this. And I also feel that if I don't do much, like over the COVID, I get really depressed and feel I cannot see the light. And when I get together with this group and I get together in myself, and luckily I have a husband who is supporting me so well, I get lifted up and I feel very positive because I see young people with families, not being interested in whatever money or anything, but standing up for this. And that's what I need to do. I'm a grandmother and I want to do that for all the kids.
So we've talked about it in general, but specifically the Tour Down Under, a bike race, was your focus, and the sponsorship by the third biggest oil and gas company in the world now was the reason for the objection to the sponsorship. Say a bit more about that.
Santos is a multinational company, but based in Adelaide, and so I guess, you know, we feel, I was going to say responsible for it. That would be like being responsible for some runaway monster. Santos has just made something like $3 billion profit in the last financial year. They certainly don't pay that much tax. What they do is give money to various arts organisations, to the Adelaide Botanic Gardens. It's being called greenwashing, but I'd say it's like gaslighting. They're trying to, they're accustoming us to the idea that they are a benign, generous organisation with our best interests at heart. The complete opposite is true. They are only interested in profit.
I was interested that David Pocock, senator in Canberra, released a document talking about the fact that Santos recently, there was a major spill from one of their fields off the coast of WA, and they're not even complying with their corporate responsibilities. And as well as that, they are continuing to explore oil and gas fields, even when the traditional owners of those lands keep telling them to stay away, that land is important and shouldn't be explored. So there's many reasons why I think it's so important to protest about Santos.
Partially naked pensioner protesters Mac Merrilies, Jane Jennifer and Bayer Molanus Day. Ending the story from The Wires, Nikki Page.